Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Road to Jonestown, Jim Jones and People's Temple, by Jeff Gwynn. Read by George Newbern.
Prologue. Guyana, November 18th to 19th, 1978. During the late afternoon on Saturday, November 18th, 1978, garbled radio messages began reaching Georgetown, the capital city of Guyana, on the South American coast. They seemed to be panicky reports of a plane crash, probably in the dense jungle that swept from the outskirts of the city all the way northwest to the Venezuelan border. Operators at Georgetown's Ogle Airport, who received the messages, passed them on to personnel at Guyana Defense Force headquarters. The GDF comprised the country's sparse, under-equipped military. The GDF duty officers knew of no scheduled military flights, so the crashed plane, if there was one, wasn't theirs. About 6 p.m., a Cessna swooped in from the northwest and landed at Ogle, a small secondary Georgetown airport used mostly by the military. Besides its pilot, it carried two additional passengers, the pilot of another, abandoned plane, and a wounded woman named Monica Bagby. The two pilots, sources of the earlier messages, were almost equally incoherent in person. What they did manage to relate wasn't about a plane crash, but rather an attack at a remote airstrip. Earlier in the afternoon, the Cessna and a second craft, an Otter operated by Guyana Airways, flew to the tiny jungle outpost of Port Katuma.